Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a technology presentation from November 2017. Dr. Juliane Hederich, Executive Director, European Down and Feather Association, EDF AEV, presents Downs, Thermal Properties and Compatible Fabrics.
Hi, hello, and good morning. My name is Juliane Hederich. I come from the European Down and Feather Association, or called EDFA as for short. The European Down and Feather Association consists of bed feather factories, not only in Europe, but spread around the world. Therefore, don't mention with a name, only focusing on Europe. We are focusing on Europe as far as standards and testing appliance are concerned, but not as far as members are concerned. Everybody who is interested in our work is welcome. This is just a small overview about the European Down and Feather Association. Now we come to the core focus of our talk today for the next 45 minutes. These are the actors of the presentations. These are geese. These are ducks. And these are chickens, and as you see at the Red Cross, chickens are not the actors in our presentation. So what we as a bed feather industry use as filling for beddings, for duvets, for jackets, for pillows, for upholstery, are solely feathers and down from geese and feathers and down from duck. Before we talk about the technical properties of the feathers and down, just some basics. Because when I'm invited for a talk or when I have talks with some participants of a fair, often the term down and the term feather, they are mixed. Therefore, small introduction. This is a feather, and this is a feather of the waterfowl, not of the landfowl. A landfowl feather would be straight, but the waterfowl feather is bent. The waterfowl feather consists of a quill with a vane and a fluffy end. This is a typical goose feather. So have this in mind, this is a feather. Now when we look at the structure in detail, you see this is the feather. Here we have the quill, and here you see just a small picture of a down. This is the down core, and here are the filaments. The down looks like a snowflake. So feather and down, they are not similar, and down are not small feathers, or from down not a feather develops or evolves. They are totally different. Please have this in mind. And what they have in common is that they are the clothing of an animal, for example, of the goose. Where are the feathers and where are the down? Does anybody know this here? Just tell me. Get up. Where are the... Are these down? Probably, are these down? No shaking that, correct. These are tail feathers, these are wing feathers, and they are not useful for our industry. These are the down here, the undercoating of the waterfowl. And the overcoating, it's not so sharp. It's better the picture on my screen here, not so on the screen here. So the overcoating of the waterfowl, we call it in German die hornige Hülle. So this was what's on the outside are the feathers, and the undercoating are the down. Therefore, the undercoating are the snowflakes, the overcoating are the bent feathers. So what we learned about the structure earlier, I just want to point it out again, that we have, sorry, this was a little bit too far, I got on the wrong button, sorry for that. What is the characteristic? What can both do, feathers and down? They are very good in insulation. So feathers and down are not a heating system, but they have a passive insulation. That means that between those feather branches and between those down branches is air. So feathers and down can trap in air because of the air is a very poor heat conductor, And who knows of the chemical consistence of feather and down? The chemical component. It's keratin, so it's protein, and even this keratin and protein are poor heat conductors, so both factors together, the chemical component of the feathers and down and the trapped in air, are very, very good in insulation of and warming up the bird. And we as human beings, we use this function as well, because we fill with feathers and down the duvets and the jackets. But before we can use it as a filling material, something has to be mentioned, because feathers and down are only an animal byproduct of the food consumption. We can't have the feather and down like if there is a shortage in feathers and down, then the production of feathers and down will increase. This is not the case. We are totally dependent on the food production. As you know, for national economy, probably you know the pork cycle phenomenon. The pork cycle phenomenon says, if we have a good on the market and the price is very high, then this is an incentive for producers to supply more. Then we have more products on the market than demand, and then the price will sink and drop, and then we have abundance, and then the shortage. This is the classical pork cycle. This does not apply to us. So if we have high prices in down, this is not an incentive for a farmer to produce more geese or more duck. Because geese and ducks are only animal byproducts. We get them after the slaughtering of the geese and the ducks, and we can't produce feathers and down as feathers and down as such. It's impossible. If there is for example, a bird flu like in Eastern Asia or now in Europe, then the shortage is even harder and the price is even higher. But this is not an incentive for a farmer to produce more, because the difficulties of the farmer to produce more is higher when even such a catastrophe occurs. So what material requirements do we get after we clean feathers and down? What is a bed feather factory? So I mentioned that we are an association of bed feather factories. They get the material right after the slaughtering of the animals. Then this is a factory line, just as a small scribble. We do a de-dusting, we do a storage, we do a cleaning, we do a sorting. Sorting means we just divide feathers and down by airstream, and then we get a very good sorted of down and feathers in sack. We store it. Afterwards, when the customer's wish come in, for example, 90% down, 10% feather, we have to mix it again and then fill it into garments and to bedding and then ship it to the customers. If there are any questions during the presentation, please ask them right away. Don't hesitate just to raise your hand. Thank you. So what are the basics as far as the technical requirements are concerned? On my first point here are ethics. So this is not a technical requirement, but it's often a question when I have a presentation only on material requirement and microclimate. The people ask me, can you tell us something about ethics? I just want to make a very small digression on this and then come back to the technical requirements as well. So on this subject, we have the ethics. Ethic requirements is combined with sourcing. So where you source your down, from what kind of animal you source, and what state you source. This is a very, very important question now. So we have traceability systems on the market, they can fulfill all your requirements you have. So either no material from living birds, no material from force-fed birds, for example, traceability back to the farm, traceability back to the mother goose farm, everything is possible. But it is not so easy as it sounds, because they are animals and they are reared for the meat. But on the other hand, even the meat production is now more sensible, and this is very good for us. Now we can offer traceability back to the farm where the animals live. There is one traceability system, but there are others on the market as well. So if there are no questions, we want to come to the material requirements, to the technical requirements, as on our agenda of today. First, we have quality and hygiene. Two folios. The last two folios were about traceability, but the folio before were about the bed feather factory. A bed feather factory is necessary between the slaughterhouse and the supply into a down jacket or into a down duvet, because the bed feather factory has to do the hygiene and cleanliness job. That means that the material which comes in, which is collected in the slaughterhouse, must be washed and dried over 100 degrees and afterwards then mixed for the customer. This is the hygiene. There is also a European standard on this, but I don't want to go deep in this European standard. It's the EN 12935. I only want to mention the figure that you get the impression I know it, and afterwards we go to the material requirements. So what you are interested in is the quality, because quality has something to do with heat insulation, and therefore we come to the quality in depth later. What are the quality requirements? So you, as someone who wears down and feather-filled jackets, you want to have high quality of down inside. It must be light, not weighty. It must offer a very good moisture condition, climate condition. It must be, for example, water repellent. This is the job of the fabric. It can also be the job of the feather and down. But a key focus is the down and the feather must not come out of the fabric. And this is really a science, I can assure you, because you have to have a harmony. This is not meant by musicians, but this meant that the filling and the fabric, they have to harmonize together. This is not so easy. For example, if you have a feather filling, we only speak about down now, because on jackets the down content is a higher content, the feather content is not so high. This is another job, for example, when you produce furniture or you produce pillows. Therefore, we focus on the down content. When you have a down inside the filling, this down is very tiny, very small, it's a snowflake, it can have all shapes, and therefore it can go through meshes. What meshes can be penetrated by down? The meshes of the ticking itself and the meshes of the stitches. And we come to both later on. Another thing are what is the quality of a down jacket is the climate requirement. You want something that it's not too warm and not too cold. And this is also a science, because we have in what we heard at Mr. Harnisch from Institut Hohenstein was very interesting, and therefore I keep this a little bit for short, because now those who were at the previous talk, they have a double introduction. As the human body produces warmth, and the warmth which it produces depends on the activation phase. For example, when we are lying in bed, we are inactive during sleeping. But if you wear, for example, a jacket and you go out, then you go, you drive, you go by car, you change the you change the transporting system. You go from a metro or from a cab out to the air. Then you go in the house. You don't put off the down jacket. Then you go in the car again. And during all these phases, the down jacket must adapt or accommodate these conditions. The down jacket can do this, but it must be the right down jacket. Let's look at the sleeping phase. The sleeping phase have the body insulation in general is that in the sleeping phase, we have that heat generation is approximately 1 watt per kilogram of the body. So 1 watt, your body produces 1 watt per kilogram of your body weight. If you have, for example, 16 or 80 kilograms, then you can calculate how much watt does your body produce during a sleeping phase. When you sleep 8 hours, your skin is never dry. Human skin is never dry. When you sleep for 8 hours, you will lose heat by convection, by radiation, and by evaporation. Evaporation is sweat. Through convection is the normal airflow, and radiation is, for example, if you lift your duvet and cold comes in, so the body has to adapt the new climate conditions. We have, in addition to this, this is the room temperature is 20 degrees. When we have a room temperature of 30 degrees, then we start sweating. Then the heat loss through evaporation will increase. And therefore, you have a little bit of convection and you have a little bit of radiation as well. But then the sweat itself can't cool, but the sweat itself has a cooling effect on the skin that you don't sweat so much once more. But when you have room temperature exceeding 30%, then the sweat production will increase very, very much, and the heat loss via radiation and convection, they are nearly nothing. So you have the most heat loss is via evaporation, via sweat goes out the body. You see that our body can very much adapt the different climate conditions. Now you have to find an outer shell or a duvet or whatever who can just cooperate with the body to fulfill these climate conditions as well. And then I focus first on the filling, afterwards I go to the outer shell, to the fabric. What is this here? Is it here down or is it a feather? On the right hand side. 100 euros for the right answer. No. What's here? Please. Down or feather? Down? Possibly 100 euros, yes. This is down. These are feathers, and what does it mean that I here have a coin of 2 cents? That means the coin of 2 cents weighs 20 grams. So in this glass or this jar, we have a 20 gram down filling, and in this jar, we have a 20 gram feather filling. So you see that there is a huge quality difference between the down and the feather, because in the beginning I said you want a down duvet or you want a down jacket, which is not weighty. And therefore you can see only if you choose the material down, then you get warmth without weight, because as you remember, the down has the possibility for its down arms to tap air in and therefore to give a very, very good insulation. The feather as well, but the feather has the disadvantage that it's more weighty in comparison to down. And this is only one quality of down. We have thousands, we have million qualities of down. This is a very good quality here. But there are also qualities, this is a goose quality. There are also duck qualities, but don't tap into this track that white down are better quality than gray down. This is not the case. white and gray can have the same quality. The only quality distinction is the filling power, still now. And you have to measure the filling power to get the quality of the down. Coming back to the climate, we saw that the body can adapt the different climate conditions very well. How can a down jacket or a down duvet do the same? This can be done by producing a down duvet or a down jacket. As we saw at the presentation of Mr. Harnisch, he compared a very thick, a very bulky down jacket with a soft shell and Loden jacket, I think, and made comparisons. If you use a very light down jacket, then the results would be totally different. So you can first adapt the climate condition with the quality of the down, and secondly, with the quantity of the down. First quality, then quantity. High quality means low quantity and a high warmth insulation. Very easy formula. Otherwise, if it's weighty, the geese and the duck, they couldn't swim. They would get under the water and drown. So what can we do as far as the outer shell is concerned? The climate regulating is also the job of the shell, not about the consisting of the shell, if it's nylon, if it's PES, if it's cotton. This is not so important, but the construction of the shell is very, very important. As we have the heat retention, we only look here for the heat retention, not for the moisture absorption and the moisture transport. Then the material is also very important. But as far as the heat retention is concerned, we have the material of the shell is not so important, but the construction. If you, for example, have a very, very warm jacket, and you think it might be more convenient for me that when I change the site, when I change the venues very often, just to have a relief without taking off the jacket, then you could put in climate zones like here and cover it with a zipper in the when you have a snow jacket, for example, for ski jackets, they often cover these zippers. Then you put the zippers out and you can see a mesh material. And this mesh material produces a chimney effect so that the warmth from the inside can go outside. And when you feel that your body is now lifted very, very good, then you just close the zipper and everything will warm up again. This is a very easy construction and effective. Here we have the moisture transport. As we saw with the results of Hohenstein Institute, that the water absorption, the down is a little bit lazy in water absorption to the outside. This is correct, because we have at the down duvet, we have the main task that the water must be absorbed very, very quickly, but the absorption to the outside, so the water must be absorbed to the filling very quickly, but the absorption to the outside has to take a little bit longer. Because if it just goes through, then you would freeze when you are sweating. And therefore, there is a time lag in, but we are not responsible for the time lag. This is nature produced the time lag. And therefore, we have this lazy material, but the lazy material can also be an advantage. On the other hand, it can be a disadvantage. When you have, for example, no air zones or no lifting zones in your jacket and you feel very warm, then the lazy material also keeps the warm with the material and is very lazy in giving the warm outside. And therefore, this may be a disadvantage. And therefore, you have to lift your jacket or you have to lift your duvet. And as I mentioned before, when there is close to 30%, this is a little bit dangerous because then the body will start to sweat, and this is not a good microclimate and not a feel-good microclimate for the human body. Now we come to the shell and the filling. As I mentioned, as far as heat retention is concerned, the material of the shell is not so important, but the material of the shell is very important as far as the downproofness is concerned. Here is an atlas construction, atlas weaving, but this is not so main important. It's just a picture that it shows that there are weaving constructions, they are downproof, and the downproofment can also be enhanced, for example, by nylon and by PES material by the finishing. And you have, with a nylon PES material, the advantage they are very, very light. Very, very light fabrics can be used for downproof down jackets. This is a great advantage. We see that the different weaving construction have different objections and different advantages and disadvantages, but these are more textile techniques, and this is nothing for climate and PR. Therefore, I think if you want to know this, we have an expert in our rows. It's Ines, and she can give you a brief overview about this via a personal discussion. What I told you, it's not only important that you have a downproof fabric here with cotton or with polyester. You also need to have a very breathable fabric. This is also offered with a nylon and polyamide fabrics. They are also breathable. They can very good transport the moisture. There are scientific researches on this. If you are interested in this, please drop me a line. But the other weak point for downfilled jackets and duvets are the seams here. And the seams is the fourth. They are fourth part of science, and the seams is the last part, because in the seams there is a little bit of tricky. If you don't know how to make these seams correctly, then the down will come through, even if you have a very tight and very good and very breathable outer fabric. The down will come through the seams, and you will look like a channeled chicken. And this is not so nice. There are different techniques to avoid this. Probably you can have this welding technology, not stitching with a needle, but welding. This is one technology. But I don't know anything about duration and after washing and laundering it, how this has an effect on the welding. This is perfectly new to me. But on the other hand, you can fit it with liner, and when you put in a liner, then it's very close and very dense, and it's always breathable, but on the other hand, you put weight on it. There's another technique, it's really expensive, but it's very effective, that you put the down into small cotton bags, and these small cotton bags are incorporated in the jacket. This is very effective, very expensive, and it's a little bit weighty. So everything has to be balanced. I don't know what are the priorities of the down jacket. It depends. If you have a very good needle technology here, and you have a very good fabric, and a very good down, a ripe down, not an unripe down, then everything is well when you have the classical sewing. If there is anything which is not so clear, then look for other possibilities. Otherwise, you will get the materials back and the consumer is not amused about the down jacket. And this we want all to avoid. So I want to give you an outlook about smart textiles, but smart textiles were the whole morning you discussed about smart textiles and phase change materials. I only can just recall further than down are no heating system, but they are insulation system. And as we know that smart textiles, for example, phase change materials having polymers or whatever in it, put weight in the jacket, and have no long-lasting effect, as I know from the scientific researches that are available in the net from Hochschule Niederrhein, Forschungsinstitut Hohenstein, EMPA St. Gallen. You can find a lot of scientific researches on that. Therefore, putting a light down duvet and putting a bulky down duvet, if it's very cold, then you have two down duvets and probably you are very, very warm. This would fit very well. So then just a small digression on the care of down jackets. I'm a little bit opposing to what Mr. Harnisch said from Hohenstein, that down jackets, they are not washable and it's not convenient to wash them. Wash them in a normal washing machine. Take care that you are not putting a bleaching device in it, that it's a wool washing detergent in it. Wash it, and afterwards you have to tumble it. You have to tumble it very hot, so hot that the fabric doesn't suffer. The down doesn't suffer. The down is just washed and dried at over 100 degrees, though the down won't suffer. The problematic part can be the fabric. So look at the fabric washing conditions and take this very serious and have in mind the down can be put over 100 degrees and it will be better and better and better the higher the temperature is. I often get phone calls or emails. I followed your advice and I put my down jacket in the washing machine. What comes out? It looks ugly and then I put it in a tumble dryer and then the tumble dryer has a buzzer or a peep or whatever, tells me everything is dry and it put out and it looks like I can waste it. It's the outer shell, it's dry. And the tumble dryer is a sensoric system. The normal tumble dryer had inside a sensor, and the sensor will just look at the outer shell of the down duvet. And if the outer shell is dry, then he will just make a buzz or a bing. Yes, the material is dry. Don't put it out. Just a damped cloth. Take a damped cloth, put it in, and start the tumble dryer once more. And restart it, and restart it, and restart it. The more drying the down jacket gets, the better the down jacket will look afterwards. And we did a washing cycle analysis with small pillows, not with jackets. And we saw that from 1 to 100 washing cycles, the down was even better than in the original version, and it went a little bit downwards, the filling power of the down, with 120 and 113 washing cycles. I guess that you don't have 120 and 130 washing cycles with your down jacket or sleeping bag. So go ahead, wash it, and dry it afterwards in a tumble dryer and look that the material is real dry. What we have as a conclusion, the down is a natural heat insulation with moisture regulation. It can be used indoor and outdoor. We have, for indoor and outdoor, it's very important that you have the right ticking. So the ticking must be breathable, the ticking must be not weighty, the ticking must be downproof, and it can be also downproof, for example, by finishing. The finishing is very welcome as far, this I forgot in my previous folio, the finishing is very welcome as far as water repellency is concerned. So you can have a finishing of the fabric water repellent, and this water repellent finishing is now going over to the down as well. So you have a lot of bed feather factories, they are doing the water repellency finishing for their customers, but on the other hand, think that The geese and the duck, they are on the pond or on the water without water repellent down and feather. And they want to have the breathable material because they can't sweat. Geese and duck, they can't sweat. They need the material just to keep warm. And if they're if they feel too warm, they just lift their wings and then the airflow comes in. And if it's too cold, they put their wings down and the airflow is gone. This is not so easy for us, therefore I mentioned the strings, but have in mind that it's very important to have a breathable, you have a very good ticking out, as an outer shell. It must be downproof and it must be in harmony with the filling. Then you get heat without weight. The fabric is downproof, and the fabric construction. Have in mind that the down can not only come through the fabric, but also through the seams. And this must be avoided as well. So if there are any questions, I would be happy to answer them. If you want further material, I have my business card here. Then you can drop me a line afterwards if there is a necessity that you get some materials. On the other hand, you can go on our website, www.edfa.eu, or you got on the other website with Feathers and Down, just Google Feathers and Down, and you get numerous websites from our association. You get the Textination website with a down check. And therefore, if there is anything, for example, there is a Q&A website at Textination. We collected numerous questions from customer. For example, oh, how can I store my down jacket in summer when I have a winter jacket? How can I wash it? Is dry cleaning avoidable? Yes, dry cleaning is avoidable, and so on and so on. All these questions are answered at the Textination website. So go to Textination website as well. Then you can find a lot of answers of Feathers and Down. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to performancedays.com. Copyright November 2017 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.